And a very happy and pleasant good morning to all of my BSPs. We have a new VIP winner, Alan Grooms. And Alan was there when we drew the second name. Alan has been, he might be a name that you recognize because Alan has attempted to qualify in the past for, I think he won some shot glasses for us, or from us. And he also qualified, obviously. I've spoken to him on a couple of occasions when we were doing qualifying, asking people shit about the show, et cetera, so on and so forth. Now, I just want to check something out here. I want to just make sure that I got something, because I just did something, and I don't know if what I did. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I did. That's a group called Asking Alexandria, and they're from York. They're from England. Not that it's unusual for a band to be from England, but lately, a lot of these metalcore bands that we've been, you know, that we've been listening to and we've been becoming acquainted with and are American. This band, Color Morale, is the group we just heard, Color Morale, they're from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Slaves is from Sacramento. I mean, you know the list of, and those demon-worshipping pieces of shit. Chelsea Grin, I'm joking, kidding.
Well, I think they are, Phil. I'm very disturbed by this. They sound like if that was Jason J. Delmonico, I would go to bed wearing a chastity belt. I'm sorry.
You, Margaret, everything comes down to that, you know, your son wants to fuck you, you know.
You know, would you mind terribly watching your language?
Anyway, these guys are from York. That's in England. I found that out reading up on it. Yeah, they are.
What the fuck is this? Oh.
York, North Yorkshire, 2008, Ben Bruce. This is from Winklepedia, and it says the article has multiple issues. Biographical article needs additional citations and verification. You know, just threw this up on the page, so... The song's called Moving On. Pretty cool. Listen to what these cats do. Streaming part of their writing process through a webcam feed via the service StickCam. It was also announced that they will be entering the studio on the 1st of September. My birthday. Again, with producer Joey Sturgis, then they When they after announced that they will be able to get into the studio on the 22nd of June. Oh, that was like two years ago. Oh, that's brilliant. During a show in Las Cruces, New Mexico, on the Short But Sweet tour that took place in early October, Asking Alexander was asked about the release of their upcoming album, and this was back in 2010. And 2012 to the present, Asking Alexander released a trailer for the new shocking short film entitled Through Sin, Self-Destruction. The release date was set for the 15th of May. The film promised a controversial, uncensored look into the real lives of a new era of rock stars for today's generation. The film contains a trilogy of three music videos from the band's second album, Reckless and Relentless. The songs are Reckless and Relentless to the Stage and Dear Insanity. The film is now available exclusively on iTunes. This is 2012. Let's get up to the present time here. In March of 2014, the lead single from the debut album, Final Episode, Let's Change the Channel, was certified gold by RIAA. What the fuck have we heard about this band? What's bloody going on? They were one of the headlining bands in the annual Never Say Never Festival on March 12th, along with Bring Me the Horizon, also headlining, embarked on another headlining tour in North America dubbed as the Breakdown the Walls Tour, starting in March and ending in April. The support acts August Burns Red, We Came as Romans, Crowned the Empire, and Born of Osiris. Crowned the Empire. Capture the Crown, I know that group. I'm just getting familiar with this shit, you know. And when I say shit, I say that with all due respect. It's better than anything I got right now as far as music shit goes, you know. As far as music shit goes, I'm better than anything I got. As far as comedy shit goes, I maybe unintentionally, these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? By the way, this is the Smithsonian Channel. This is a great channel. This is, they do these aerial features where they just fly over a country. It's fucking fantastic because it is the most... It's the best way in some parts of the day when you're watching television. The best way to watch something is just fly over that motherfucker, man. Don't tell me a whole intricate story about this, that, and some other bullshit. Just fly over that motherfucker. See, these are obvious burial mounds of some ancient kings. If I were to guess, I would say this is Ireland. E-A-R-L-A-N-D. Yes, Ireland. Not Ireland, but Ireland. The land of not ears. No. See, you're anticipating me again. Just the land of the fresco people. Why do they call it Ireland? Because they call it fucking Ireland. No, this is now... Is this the Stonehenge? Is this where those goddamn weird fucking druids live? Those motherfuckers with their rocks. Or who knows what this shit's for? These are the rock circles. Famed rock circles... In a variety of spots around the United Kingdom. Maybe this is Northern England. This is some fucking tripped out shit, though, these rock circles. But they're thinking now that this predated the Druids by many centuries. In other words, this has got nothing to do with Druids. The Druids may have used these rock circles for their own purposes, but the rock circles might have been... created by, and who could amass an army large enough to haul these rocks? Kings. So these had to be extremely powerful kings. This is a burial mound. These are extremely powerful kings to tell people, go get rocks and put them in a circle. Well, no, I don't think I will. Okay, here's a spear and your head's on it. Now how do you feel? Not too good. You got it. So the head is now talking from the top of a spear saying, can I get a do-over on that shit? That, hardly. Can't do a do-over, man. Your head's on a spear. So these are some of the images that you see there as it goes along the coastline and all that good shit. Burke. Tonight's show at the Hollywood Improv, a sellout, will feature, of course... Myself, I think we're going to be talking to Ted Bell. We're going to, I don't want to give away, there may be, maybe, some surprise guests. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people and I've said, well, you know, I want to put a few things into the show that was not in the last show. And the last show was very successful and the audience just thrilled and was chilled to the activities on stage. And, some of which were planned and some of which was just me, you know, staggering about, having overdosed on some of that moonshine. I'm kidding. No, but so they said, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, I want to maybe introduce a couple more elements. Boo, man, don't, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, motherfucker. And I said to that, yeah, you know, you're right, but I think I've got all these ideas. I got a million fucking ideas, and a lot of these ideas, because I come from a world of immediate produced material, immediately producible material, where you can add an element here or there. And I forget that I'm on a stage, it's live, and that essentially means that you're going to need some support. And while they've got great support there at the Hollywood Improv, you got to work certain things out, have to time certain things. So tonight when I get there, I know that, you know, we got Jay Sanders in the show, but the guy that I wanted to, well, I'm not going to say shit because this stuff leaks out, you know. But I do want to mention, and I will mention when we get on the air, that Alan Grooms is our new winner. Alan and his wife are flying in from Phoenix, Arizona. Flying in from Phoenix, Arizona to see the show tonight. Now, that's what I call one badass motherfucker. Badass. So, Alan, that's going to be awesome to meet you, man. And we're very, very sorry that we won't be able to meet in Cuesta 3133, but we get it, man. We understand. It's a long motherfucking way. That's our bad. It's really nobody's bad. It's my bad. But we'll get on that in the future. You know, in other words, we're not going to be... Where do you live? Yes, Phil, I'm in Iceland. And, well, you don't have the accent. Well, I do a great American accent, so it's okay. And the show's tomorrow night. Not a problem. No sweat. And then, hello, Phil? Yeah. You know what? Iceland, I just looked on a map. Yeah, it's a long fucking way away. Right. I don't think I can do it. However, I love your show and can't live without you. What is... Oh... Now, you see the grub, Margaret?
Yes, this is something I want everyone to know. I've told Phil he must get a haircut. He simply must. And this is something else I want you to do. Start warming the motherfucking throat up before you go on the air. Start warming up your throat before you go on the air, Phil, much better than you have been.
Well, it's not like I don't.
Yes, I know you do, but you don't. You do and you don't. You know?
What does that mean, you do and you don't?
But I am talking with Phil right now. I'm trying to hold it together so I don't come across the table and tear. Work your face over like I'm a monkey.
God, Mr. Ernie, you hear that?
But I'm going to work your face over like I'm a Bakersfield, not chimp, baboon. A Bakersfield baboon. Or a Bakersfield boon. But I'm going to work your face over like I'm a Bakersfield orangutan, not a baboon.
You're a Bakersfield chimp?
No, a Bakersfield orangutan. Or if you will, Bake Tang.
Oh, and also a special, fantastic fucking thing. I totally spaced. My godson and my best friend, Don Olander, and my godson, Joe Olander, will be at the show tonight. They're going to be holding forth in the Roadhouse. In the Roadhouse restaurant before the show, so it's going to be fucking slamming great to see my godson Joe and my good buddy Don. I've known this guy since I was 14, and we both come from kind of similar backgrounds, although Don's history is amazing. He comes from, you know, a very, very close family, five kids, lots of grandkids there, lots of great family, and they had it tough. When he was a kid, they had it real tough. I know, because I sort of, you know, was over there at his house when I wasn't at my house. It was just the way we all lived. And but he matured into one hell of a great guy. We've been friends for a long time. Don's one of the guys who plays the annual Old Boot Tournament, you know, and he had two kids, got married. They have two kids, he and Pam, Katie and Joe, and his brother Dan, who's also a very good friend of mine up in the Bay Area. Danny lives up in, where the fuck do you live, Dan? Concord. He's got three? Or two? Three? I think he says three sons. And one of them is named Jack, middle name Benny, last name Olander. The middle name is for Ben Olander, who was the grandfather, and the first name Jack, obviously, just, you know, a great. So Jack Benny Olander kicks ass. So Don and Joe, they're going to be there tonight. So that's going to be great to see those guys. And so there's always, like, family and friends. You know, it's twice now we've had a couple of chums come out for the gig. Ray Bell and the Swede showed up for the first gig. And Jimmy Dunn from Santa Barbara, who I knew all these guys as a kid when we were going through New Orleans. When I say as a kid, as 19, we're going through New Orleans. And on our way to, you know, Florida to work the summer in the construction trade for my friend Rob's old man. And we stopped off in New Orleans and got our load on. Come on, it's $50, kid. Get your load on. Got our load on in Nolens at the time, the drinking age being 18. And so that was a rockin' good time. And Jimmy was there, and John, his older brother John, who I don't know where John's at right now, but Jim's a doctor in Santa Barbara. Just, you know, always good to see these guys. So I'm watching. What the fuck is this Widowmaker K-19? Anybody know about this movie? It is. Is it about World War? Is it about World War Z? Why don't they have a zombie attack movie where the United States military gets involved? Hello? Hey. Now, I'm not talking about fucking 28 weeks later, had, you know, a NATO presence in London for the zomboids, you know. But I'm talking about submarines, air power, let's get it together. Now, I understand that in many zombie infections, if the blood sprays and it gets onto your, you know, you turn into zombification. I think a great movie would be this. This would be the height of absurdity, the height of fucking asininity. Have a zombie movie, and then the zombies are attacking, but with the death of every zombie, a new generation of smarter, more aware zombie. You know how zombies are just kind of mindless, I must eat flesh, or chow down, you know, rage virus, I want to rip someone's eyeballs out, or the I'm hungry zombie, I cannibalize that what I see. So what if you just have a zombie, they're just cats, that's all they eat. And the humans are trying to protect the cats. You know, fucking cats are going up trees and shit, you know. Zombies, all they do is eat cats. It's a zombie. Well, they're not eating us, they're eating the cats. Fuck it, let them, you know. That would be bad, because cat lovers like me. See, I like all animals. I like dogs, cats, I like raccoons, I like otters, I like squid, you know. I mean, any sentient creature, you know, that I personally perceive is, and by sentient we mean one that has a consciousness apart from the automatic robotic impulses, for instance, of an insect. An insect is just a miniature computer. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's just programmed, and it continues to go until its programming is broken or runs out. Is a computer, is that a person? No, it is not. I understand that a great many people who love and need computers in their lives feel that it is. They feel that it's something that you can put your penis into. No, you can't. You'll first of all note that there's no place on the computer unless your dick is shaped like a 45. In which case, you have my sympathies, but because that's got to, you know, maybe it's good for a computer. There's no human. There ain't no woman I ever met going to, you know, stand up and sing a big cheer for this. You're not going to go, hip, hip, hooray. His dick is shaped exactly like a laser disc. Yeah. Yes. Yes. See how this fucking shit just flows right out, man? Like, you know, see, I could get up and I could do about the 20 minutes of this shit. And this bullshit would be fantastic. All right, anyway. Fuck. Fuck me. Berg.
Well, so anyway, what is your point?
My point is what?
You need to get your hair cut. You need to get the beard trimmed.
Yeah, Mr. Henry. Looks very much like that.
Well, far be it from me.
I know. I have to get the...
Yeah, so are you going to go down to where the... Are you going to the Vietnamese...
What difference does it make?
There's no difference. Oh, God, Phil. There's no difference, Phil. But I feel that when I look at your face, well, that's...
Yeah, well, she looks at your face. You shouldn't be rude to Mr. Henry.
Oh, that's right, Margaret. It's fine.
No, it's Phil. I'm sure you understand, Phil. But when I look at your face, I think, oh, God.
What is this goddamn K-19 about? It's driving me fucking apeshit. All right, so anyway, Joe and Don will be out there. That'll be a sweet thing. I know we're going to see so many of you guys. Can't thank you enough. Oh! Now, wait a minute, man. I got to check the latest. I think they're going to nail it down. Would I be premature in announcing? Guess what? Let's see. Just got a message from my little friend, Alice. What's up, Alice? What'd you do, honey? The hell is she? Oh, here she is. She's got some good news. This is my friend Alice. I would really suggest that you go and check out her blog. Alice Carbone. And Alice is one of those wonderful people. She interviewed me for her blog, and then I got to know her. And she's from Italy, as I mentioned to you, and she is very much hopeful to make the United States her home and her country. And to that end, she has made her applications for her green card, and so I haven't talked to her about anything beyond that, but I know that she's so enamored of the United States that she's writes about the culture, and she writes about American culture. She's gotten to know everybody. She interviewed George Christie, former head of the Hell's Angels in Ventura. She interviewed me. She's interviewed Henry Rollins. Some of the people she interviews are, you know, way, 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 way up there in the world of the arts and the crafts and the thing. You know what I mean? In other words, Alice is really heavy into that. It's what I call the kind of the KCRW world. You know, the ooh, ooh. You know, it's the LA art world, you know. Hi, I'm Art World. Yeah, you didn't think. I'm Art World, and, no, but, She's really, it's not just L.A., it's the country. It's the entire country. It's the writers and the actors and the artists and so on. So, I would suggest you look for her Coffee with Alice podcast and her blog and get into it. It's very intelligent stuff, man. It's not real dumbass shit, you know. That's all I can tell you.
Well, Phil, I know Alice Carbone. I've met her.
I know you have.
And I think she's got wonderful potential. And I don't like the way a lot of you people...
Well, wait a minute, Margaret.
What does that mean, you people?
I don't mean it in a racial... Phil, when I say you people to you, I can't possibly mean it racially, and therefore it is inoffensive. I am saying, Phil...
Wait, Margaret, you can't say it's inoffensive... When you say you people...
Everyone with the tender... Get a load of this. Everyone with the tender ass, General.
Well, you know, the tender ass...
What do you mean, the tender? Listen to you.
Well, you know something? Sometimes, Phil, I've got to give it to you straight. Don't say it, bud.
Well, you got to say give it to him straight and hard.
I give it to him straight and I give it to them hard.
I give it to you straight and hard, don't I, Phil?
Sure.
Oh, what a child. Sure. What, like, if I were a man, I'd be unzipping right now?
Yeah.
What a baby.
What a baby. Excuse me. Excuse me. You know, I was doing that my whole life, and then I actually saw that on TV. I saw in It's a Wonderful Life, the little girl says, Israeli shells said to hit school in Gaza, killing at least 20 Palestinians wounded during the shelling of a United Nations school in Gaza, awaited treatment on Wednesday. Credit, okay, you know, this is a propaganda war. Don't make any fucking mistakes. Got no military... The weapons being used by the Israelis are actual bullets and shells, and the weapon being used by Hamas is propaganda. And this is the only reason why Hamas starts this shit. It's a propaganda war. Oh, that reminds me. I gotta get my fucking shit together on Twitter. How to tell everybody. What's up with this here, man?
What is this? What is this?
Construction guys have been here banging since 7. It's a fucking GIF of a guy jumping out of a fucking window. That's funny. I wish I could put it on the thing for you guys. I just got one of these really funny GIFs. Okay, got to get my shit. No, it's 8:55. It's a GIF of a guy. Somebody just sent me one of these GIFs of a guy jumping out of... He's getting up from a fucking board meeting and just jumping out a window. But you can't really see it. You can't really see it. Sorry. I wish I could show that to you, but I can't. You know why? Because I'm fucked up in the head, man. That's why. I gotta find this.
Where you at, ho? Where you at, ho?
It's just disgusting, the things that are done by Lil Wayne. All right, fuck that. I gotta get my shit together. UCLA main rep. This is the big fucking news here. Fuck the Middle East. No one gives a shit about that. Here in L.A., we only care about one thing, and that is the goddamn water line that busted out here on Sunset. I don't know what the hell happened. 1, 2, 3. I'll read this. There was a water line that busted out near UCLA on Sunset Boulevard, which means it's kind of like the backside of UCLA. Man, I'm gonna get my thing here. Get my shit ready to go here. I gotta get my shit tight, you know. Oh, guess what I wanna do? Got some bumper music here. It's gonna rock your fucking world, man. And I gotta, I guess I'll lift this off of the MP3 too. there's just an empty tuna can.
Oh, I need you, girl. Oh, honey, don't you see?
Listen Live Line, the greater experience. No, wait a minute, man. This was a band. Is that the greater experience? There's a bunch of bands here. This is a band called Greater Experience. We're going to play this as a as the opening to the show here that I'm going to do here in just a tiny. It's how long is this goddamn record? Okay. All right, y'all, get ready because we're about to rock this motherfucker. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show on this, the 30th day of July, 2014. I love you very deeply.